Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure to welcome into the studio a special guest that has been here many times. She's back again, Kathleen Carter-Monroe. Welcome back, Kathleen.
Thank you, Mike. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Nice to have you with us. Kathleen is the director of the Westminster Youth String Ensemble, and they're going to be having a concert on Sunday, December 3rd at 3 o'clock in beautiful downtown Westerly at the Westerly Armory on Railroad Avenue, correct?
Yes.
All right. Well, let's catch up and see what's been going on with the ensemble and yourself in the last few months since we've seen you. Everything's going well?
Everything is going very well. We had a wonderful summer. I had my, it was the 13th year of my annual Westminster Summer Strings Academy in my garage. It's actually like a carriage house in my backyard.
It's a garage band.
Yes, it's a garage band. Yes, it's so much fun. And we do arts and crafts, and we have a little show at the end on a Friday. We meet from Monday to Friday. We meet from 9:30 to 12:30, and we have lunch and snack together, and we have a show on the Friday. My husband calls it Tangleweed, not to be confused with Tanglewood. And we have people from the community that come, and parents, and we have lots of fun. In fact, this year it rained, and the rain did not dampen our concert. We had umbrellas and chairs, and we made the concert fairly brief, and it was a big success and lots of fun. And then we also played for the Green Show for Shakespeare in the Park in August in Wilcox Park, and we had a lot of fun doing that. And we had a summer ensemble at the Armory for 6 weeks. We had 24 students that were involved in that ensemble, and we prepared pieces during that ensemble time to play for the pre-show for Shakespeare in the Park. And it was lots of fun, and we will continue to do that every summer because the kids really love to stay connected during the summer months.
So you keep busy, that's for sure.
Yes, we
do. Now, the ensemble, we'll talk about the particulars of it down the road, but we have a lot of music to get in today, and I think most of the music we're going to hear is from your concert last spring, right?
Yes, we had a concert on May 7th, again at the Armory, and these are all pieces that we performed. They're live performance pieces.
All right, what's the first one you have for us?
The first piece is Summer Stump by Dorothy Straub.
Thank you. Well, now that we're in the mood, I can ask you some more questions about the ensemble. This is a group of students, correct? That's not,
yes.
Not adults. It sounds like adults, but it's students, and they're from all over the area, not
yes,
just
they
Westerly.
Are. Right. We have kids from Mystic. We have kids from Jamestown. We have a lot of Meadowbrook Waldorf schools because the Meadowbrook Waldorf school has string instruction as part of their curriculum. So we have a lot of kids from that school.
And that is in Westerly?
That is in Richmond.
Oh, okay.
Yep, on 138 in Richmond. Great school. And then we have children from the Groton area because they have a string program. We mostly, our group is fed by student, you know, programs that have string programs. And also students that take private lessons that don't have any place to play. That, like in Westerly, we have no string program. So it's really a mission to bring an ensemble experience to kids that study but don't have anyone to perform with.
Yeah.
So, and we do have adults in December. The first Sunday every December, we have adults that come and play with the kids. And it gives, you know, novice, adult players, intermediate. I even have some professional players that volunteer their time to come and play with the kids. And it's really fun for the kids to notice that there's a place for them in the future. They can play till the day they die. Music is forever. So
it's
a wonderful thing. And when I bring the community together with the band and the this year we'll have the Central Baptist Choir with us and the string players. It's going to be a wonderful event with just a multi-generational, lots of fun. So it's great.
That's going to be that December 3rd
yes.
date at 3 o'clock at the Armory.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's move along with the music you brought. What do you have next?
The next is Goin' to Boston. It's an American folk song arranged by Carrie Lane Grissell.
Interesting title on that last tune, Going to Boston. Is there a special message to that, or is it just
well,
the
I
name?
Told the kids if we play well enough, we might be able to go to Boston, maybe perform it.
There you go.
Go on the road to Boston.
Symphony Hall is calling.
Exactly. You know,
you could, never know.
We could even play outside of Symphony Hall.
There you
that
go.
Would cause quite a stir.
Or the Hatch Show. On the Charles.
Yes, many, many possibilities for us in the future.
So there you go. All right. Well,
we're ready.
Let's make it happen.
Let's make it happen.
All right. All right. So this concert is going to be all holiday music coming up on December 3rd, or is there
no,
a mix?
Not all holiday music. We're going to perform the Candlelight Carol by John Rutter with the Central Baptist Church Choir. I'm very excited about that. That is one of my favorite pieces of music. And we have many other pieces, including holiday favorites. We have a Handel chamber music piece, Chamber Suite in D. We have beautiful things. We're actually going to play a movement of the Bach double violin concerto with two of our mentors playing the first and second violin parts. So it's the chamber players. That's our more elite group.
The elite group.
Elite group, yes. All right. We're going to do a movement of that.
So there's going to be a lot of things in this concert. You've got the choir, you've got the elite group, you've got the regular strings ensemble.
Exactly.
It's a lot of things going on. A
lot of things. It's going to be full of fun.
All right, great. Well, we have one more piece of music in this segment, and it's track number 5. Tell us what this is about.
This is Ragtime by Curtis Bryant.
All right. Well, listen to Ragtime, and then we'll take a short break, and we'll be back. Westminster Youth String Ensemble is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, very pleased to be sitting with Kathleen Carter Monroe, who is the director of the ensemble, the founder, the president, the CEO, the everything for Westminster Youth String Ensemble. Now, it's been how many years? 15 years, something like that?
Since 2014.
Oh, so I'm exaggerating.
You're exaggerating. I was the director of another ensemble from 1995, but then I started my own organization, and I love it. It's between me and the kids and the parents, and it's like a big, happy family, and it's worked out really well for all of us,
I believe.
I'm
thinking about how long I've known you, which is
We've known each other, since the dinosaurs roamed the earth, actually.
There you go. So it's been 15, maybe 15 or 16 years for that, but Westminster Youth since 2014.
Yes.
And it's been going strong. And what would you say is about 25 children involved or more?
More. I would say 45.
45?
Yes.
Wow. How popular are you?
It's getting more and more popular. I'm always looking for students. I want people to know that if you have a child that would like to come and play, there should be nothing holding you back. We have scholarships for lessons, for tuition payments. We have scholarships for instrument rentals. We have reduced instrument rentals. We have some We own some instruments, which we rent out at a fraction of the regular rental fee from different music stores. And so there should be nothing in your way. Please be in touch with us, because we love to share the gift of music with these young children.
That's a great opportunity. By the way, if you need some kazoos, I have some used kazoos.
Good to know, Mike.
Just in case you ever need those.
Thank you. Thank you.
But the children are encouraged to participate. You can find out information, more information, by going to
westminsterstrings.org.
Okay, so you don't need the youth ensemble in there, just
westminsterstrings.org.
And check that out. And there's pictures on there. You can.
Yes.
There's a lot of.
We even have videos. And we have a YouTube channel, Westminster Youth String Ensemble YouTube channel, which has all of our concerts
and
on there.
How proficient do they have to be to join?
They have to be studying privately, and I would say at least 1 year of private lessons. We want to make sure they have a teacher they can bring their music to, so the teacher can work with them on their music, and then we just really polish at rehearsals. We don't teach them the pieces. They have to learn them at home, and then we polish. And it's so they have to be studying privately, at least 1 year of lessons to be in our youngest group, which is called the Festival Strings.
Okay. That's an amazing opportunity. So check that out. And if you're in the Westerly area, don't forget, you can support the group just by showing up.
Yes, right? Yes.
And on the December 3rd concert, which is going to be at the Westerly Armory on Railroad Avenue, you could bring a canned good along with you.
Yes, just to donate to the Johnny Cake Center. The Johnny Cake Center is an amazing organization, and they support many, many families with their thrift shop, which has a lot of good items in the thrift shop, actually. And they give food to the needy also, food and vegetables, and
there you go.
It's a wonderful place.
All right. Well, let's get back to the music and tell us about this track number 6 that you brought along with you.
This is Improvada by David Schaefer. It's a beautiful piece of music, has 2 distinct sections, and we really enjoyed preparing this piece.
Thank you.
Kathleen, I presume that, and putting all this music together is something you do in your sleep, right? You just kind of come up with, we should do this, we should do that.
I go to J.W. Pepper, which is a music sheet music company, and I listen to all the pieces, and they also have editor's choice pieces, which they have chosen as their what they think is the best. And I pick them, and I really do agonize a little bit about it. If I like it, usually I have an idea what the kids like too. So, but if the kids really don't like something, we generally don't do it because
it got scrapped.
Yeah, because they don't want to really practice it. And we've had we had one piece, I believe it was Rosin Eating Zombies from Outer Space. I know the title is catchy, but, you know, we never did that piece because it called for the kids in the orchestra to scream. And I was afraid someone in the audience might have a medical episode or something. So we didn't do that one.
Probably a good decision.
Yes, I believe it was a good decision. But other than that, usually what I choose is something that we grow. Sometimes we even grow to like the piece after we start working on it. We say, gee, this isn't so bad.
Right. Sometimes your first impression isn't exactly what you thought it was going to be. And then, you know, it grows on you.
Yes.
All right. Speaking of growing on you, what's next for us?
Oh, this is a wonderful piece, A Shokin Farewell by Jay Unger, and we have a lovely violin soloist, Ailish McLaughlin. We had a little competition with the violins, and Ailish won the competition hands down. So this is Ailish McLaughlin on the violin solo part with A Shokin Farewell by Jay Unger.
Kathleen, although you're the director, you do have assistants, right, in helping prepare all this?
Yes, we now have a mentorship program. We have two violinists, John Castori and Maeve Lamousse, from the Rhode Island area. John was a student at Boston Conservatory and Rhode Island College, and Maeve at Rhode Island College. They're both violin performance students. Their violin performance was their major, and so we're so excited to have them because they inspire the young students every week to aspire to excellence, and they help us with bowings for the violinists and technique, and they are guest conductors also, and it's turned out to be a wonderful thing for the young musicians to be inspired by younger people other than myself.
Another younger person like you.
younger people than me. I'm passing my baton on to someone else, hopefully at some point. Not too soon. I really love what I do, so I'm really blessed. But these young musicians, these young adult violinists are really inspirational, and it's worked out really well for us.
That's excellent. All right. Well, we have time for one more piece before we take our next break. What will that be?
This is one of our mentors, John Castori, playing the preludio from the Partita No. 3 in E major by Bach.
We'll listen to that, take a short break, and be back with more.
Thank you.
Westminster Youth String Ensemble is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Kathleen Carter-Monroe. And Kathleen, off the air just now, we were talking about some things that are pretty exciting and down the road. Tell us about those.
Yes, we have enlisted the services of a grant writer, Jeannie Herzog, who's helping us apply for grants so that we can continue all the wonderful things we do with these young musicians. And in my I believe I would like to start a community outreach program to bring young musicians into nursing homes, because I go into the nursing homes with my golden retriever and I play the cello, and I notice that the residents in the nursing homes love music, they love dogs, and they love children. When I bring young musicians in, they just light up. So that's what I'd like to have, a community outreach program where we bring the young musicians into the nursing homes.
Well, hopefully that will happen.
I'm hoping.
All right. Well, let's try to get some. You got three more pieces of music in this segment. Tell us about the first one.
The first one is Spring from the Four Seasons by the Chamber Players, and the violin soloist is John Castori.
Thank you.
Kathleen, in order to get all the music in, let's go right now to this next selection you have for us before we finish up.
This is the Westminster Chamber Players playing the Allegro Assai from Sonata in D Major by Tartini.
All right, we'll listen to that, come back and have one more selection and wrap things up. Just in review, I want to mention that the concert for December is going to be on Sunday, December 3rd at 3 o'clock at the Westerly Armory on 41 Railroad Avenue. Admission is only $10. Is that a misprint?
No, $10 is correct. You can certainly give an additional donation if you'd like.
Oh, that's a good thing.
Yes.
All right.
So, and children are free.
Children are free. All we ask is that you bring some canned goods to be donated to the Johnny Cake Center. That would be nice.
Yes.
And so donations can also be made if you can't attend. You can go right to the website to help out this great cause, westminsterstrings.org.
Yes, we would love donations. We do very good things with the money that is donated.
There you go. And you can also call. You can leave a phone message. You won't get answered right away. But sometime in the next month, Kathleen will get back to you. The phone number
I'm the operator that's standing by.
Right. And if you order before midnight tonight, you'll get a Salad Master.
And a granola bar.
There you go. Wonder how many people remember Salad Master on television. Anyway.
I remember Veg-O-Matic.
There you go. Well, that was all part of it, yeah. 401-596-5225. That's the phone number, and you can leave a message. Kathleen will get back to you if you have questions or concerns, or you know of someone that would like to participate. What time of year do you accept new students? I don't think we covered that.
No, that's a very good question. We accept students at the end of the summer, beginning of the fall, and then in January we have a new semester. So we will. You know what? You can come any Tuesday night. We are at the Central Baptist Fellowship Hall at 16 Elm Street in Westerly. You can come and have your children come and check it out. Because
sure.
I think once they see these other students playing, they're going to say, "Gee, Mom or Dad, I would love to play the violin, or I never knew what a viola sounded like. Wow, I'd love to play the viola.
Or
the string bass, or the cello. We have many cellos because I'm a cellist. We'll probably have 20 cellos playing at this concert. It's cello heaven.
Cello heaven, all right.
And we love to have more violins, so please, if you play the violin, we will give you a scholarship.
Wow, okay. Well, we've got to wrap things up, so we have one more piece of music. Tell us what this is going to be.
This is kind of a fun piece that we did. It's The Sweet Child of Mine by Guns N' Roses. We have two guest guitarists, one bass guitar, one acoustic guitar, and a percussionist. And the kids loved performing this, and their parents loved this because they all remember Sweet Child of Mine.
Excellent. Well, thank you again for coming in, Kathleen. Always a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you, Mike.
All right. And the rest of you, we'll see you next time on Conducting Conversations. Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.